It's hard, you know, and it's a lot of information to stay up to date, but it's very informative and it's very helpful, like, to know what you have available to you within, like, where you live, right? Hey everyone, we are back at Latinx Nation. I'm your host Sal, one of my amazing co-hosts.
Carla.
Melanie.
Oh man, it's been a hot couple of days. But we have a whole bunch of fans in the room trying to get just some air passing by, but it's a struggle. It's a real struggle. Mm-hmm. So I hope you guys are staying cool, staying fresh. This heat wave is going to come at us for a little while, so we got to endure it. But
Is it?
Supposed to last a few more days, no? Hopefully not. But moving on to the episode, we have a few shout-outs before we begin. We don't have any guests today, but we're just going to recap what happened at the White Vote teach-in that we just went to. So shout-outs are for some of the people that were there, like the organizations like Caravan for Justice, Voices of Long Beach, Radical Love LBC, Cafe Blanca, LBC Resources, and also Jeanette Barrera, she was also speaking there as well, and also a city councilman that I believe, I don't remember his name, but he was there as well, sorry about that. But shout out to all of y'all. Thank you guys for participating. Yeah. Thank you for everyone that went, along, as well as the artists that were there doing live art. You guys were amazing. We're gonna be posting that up. And we also posted it up in our story back then, back like a week ago. So in case you haven't seen it, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So I just want to start off by asking Carla. It was me and Carla that went to the event this past week. Well, yesterday. I think like it was like so long ago.
It wasn't yesterday.
I don't know. This heat's bugging me.
It
was 2 days ago.
Maybe that's why I've been like grumpy too.
I think so. It's the heat, man. You know, the heat does a lot to people.
Oh my god. It's so fucking draining.
It's draining.
Yeah.
Oh my god. But yeah, I wanted to ask Carla, like, let's start off with your perspective. How did you think the YVO teaching event, how did it go? Especially with like the pandemic going on, we're trying to be like healthy and socially distant. Like,
I think it went really well. I mean, for a first event, it was a really great event. I think everything kind of just flowed.
Yeah.
Very naturally. I wasn't somebody that was organizing, so I don't have much like to say that this went wrong, you know? Because I don't know how they had it structured.
Exactly.
But I mean, there would be a couple things that I would have added to it, which was probably have more of like a set like schedule or something. I don't know if they also had that though, you know, they somewhat did.
There was an agenda, you know, it was like it wasn't like so time structured, it was more like just making sure we have it done.
There was just a couple times when we got called up or you got called up, like it caught me by surprise, like things like that, you know. I'm like, wait, who's this, who's that? So like maybe like speaking louder or I don't know, like maybe that was just like a personal thing. But I mean, overall, I think the whole event went really well.
Right.
I also think something I would have done would be like having out like somebody that's just focused on sanitizer, face mask and water.
Oh,
and
that would have been instead, a good idea.
Cause
yeah.
I didn't find out there was water till like I was leaving.
There was water?
Yeah. I grabbed one.
Oh, I thought you bought it.
The guys were taking it.
Wow.
They had coolers by the resource table. And so, like, maybe, like, I did leave, though, too, for, like, a good 45 minutes.
Yeah.
When it started. So, I don't know if they directed people, like, this is where this is at, this is where that's at. But, like, for example, I think the resource table was so packed with a lot of great and useful things.
It was.
I don't know if it was given the attention that it should have as well, you know?
Because there was a lot of stuff at the resource table, and people would pass by every now and then, but...
Yeah.
I don't think anyone noticed the cooler on the floor, I guess.
I didn't.
I didn't notice it.
But those are things, like, those are little things that, like, I tend to pay attention, like, because I needed it right there and then or something, you know?
Yeah, and but, I had my bottle too, so I was like, fine.
Yeah, but like I said, I wasn't somebody that organized it or anything, so I don't know how the things were structured or, but overall, right. I think everything was organized in a sense of like,
I would agree.
There was a specific table for like, information, voting registration paperwork, educational material,
right.
Resources of like different organizations helping certain causes, certain situations, certain issues, whatever. So I think it was really great that they had that the artists also. It was like pretty spread out, which I think was nice.
Yeah,
too.
Which was nice, and yeah. It wasn't hot. Like it was hot. It was a hot day.
But there was a lot of shade.
There was a lot of shade. Surprisingly, yeah, they picked a really good spot where there was shade. For those who don't know, it was in MLK Park. I'm not used to saying the full name. Martin Luther King Jr. Park.
Yeah.
Down Long Beach over there. But yeah, it's a big park. There's enough space. It was cool. You know?
Yeah, I thought it was a really great event.
Coffee was great.
Oh my God. I had 2 cups of coffee and I was grumpy by the end of the day. Too much caffeine, dude. Too much caffeine. But it was really good. Which, I don't know, did you shout them out? You shouted them out, right?
Cafa Blanca, yeah.
Cafa Blanca. I think his name is Matt.
I want to say yes.
I'm
sorry if it's not.
I wouldn't be surprised if I'm wrong because I'm really bad at names.
I know, we're terrible at names, but hey, we are sorry. But the coffee was amazing. You were an amazing person, too. Just to point that out.
So they brew coffee from, I think it's, oh, shoot, where are they from? They're up north a little bit.
Okay.
But it's called Cute Coffee, and so it's a queer couple, and they produce some great coffee. They roast some really good coffee.
Really good.
And so then his cart, I mean, he pulls great shots.
Mm-hmm.
I'm honestly really honored to, like, have meet him and, like, learn, like, where he came from. And I was telling, I don't know if I told you, Sal, but he worked at Rose Park, too.
Yeah, you mentioned that. You mentioned that he worked at Rose Park.
Yeah, he worked at Rose Park.
Yeah.
So we just started talking about coffee off the back, but that was really cool. It was really educational, very, like, informative.
Oh,
which
yeah.
I'm like, for example, right, we were just talking about this earlier. I didn't know there was a city manager. Am I, like, missing a class here?
Yeah. Like, the last time I heard of a city manager, I was in high school. Like,
well, not all cities have it.
And not all cities have it. That is true. That I did not know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you learned that there's a city manager, there's a vice mayor, apparently.
Yeah. But, yeah, I thought it was really great to, like, learn, like, the three branches of government, you know. And
Or at least a reminder.
Yeah, a reminder, of course. I've learned about it.
No, but some people just never really learned it, you know.
True. I've learned about it, but it's just, like,
That
was fucking high school. Like, I can't remember that. Okay, I can, but it's, you know, I don't really stay up to, like, I don't know.
Well, it's hard to know it if you don't really stay up to date, you know, or, like.
But, but it was good, like, how she, they used the three branches of government in an example of, like, how we are holding our people accountable, you know, because a lot of us can be, like, fuck this president, fuck this governor, fuck this, like, fuck that, fuck this, and, like, all these things,
be
you know?
Be all negative,
and
it's like, about the people.
Be all negative about the people, but it's like, okay, there's three different branches here. Who, like, what are we voting for exactly? What is it that we need? Where are our taxes? Like, we gotta start asking these questions, you know?
Yeah.
And which I think is a very important thing is get in tune with these, like, these conference calls for the budget, you know, of your district, of your community.
Which
like
is those, a public call.
Yeah. Like, anybody can join those calls. Mm-hmm. Wherever you're at, like, look into it. Like, and, I mean, I'm, even, like, the questions of, like, what district you're in. Like, you know, what are we, district?
We're district 9.
God, I was going to say district 11. See, I don't even know. Like, I didn't even know. But what I'm saying is, like, you know, getting to teach yourself, like, what districts you're in, who's going for what, you know, and not just going to the poll and be like, oh, that name sounds Latino. I say that example not because of other people. I say that because of me.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
That is, I'm not ashamed of it because it's like I learned from it because I was just so scared when I went voting for the first time. And I'm like, I thought I just had to get educated on this one person.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, 30 slides of like,
exactly, yeah,
I don't know how many people, and I'm like,
That's where it gets intimidating. We're like, I didn't read up on this, I didn't know about
this. Yeah, so
like, all of a sudden it's an election year for our city council members. Like, where do I live? Like, it's hard, you know, and it's a lot of information to stay up to date, but it's very informative and it's very helpful, like, to know what you have available to you within, like, where you live, right?
Yeah.
It's tough, but I agree with you. The event itself was great.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. It was fun speaking out there. I mumble, so I had to get corrected. But it's all good. But
did you know you were going to go up there?
Yeah, they asked me when you were
gone. Okay.
But I forgot to tell you that they were planning for everyone that helped participate in it to go talk. So that was my bad.
Oh, okay. I was going to go up there with you, but then they only said Sal, and I'm like...
You're like, oh, awkward.
I'm just like, I don't want to... I'll just stay down here. I'm cool. Yeah. Which is fine.
Right.
Because then I go up there, and then I stutter a shit ton. And it's like, God, I want to say everything.
I know, and I was like mentally preparing what I was going to say, and then they're like, speak up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, sorry.
Yeah. But I don't think that was like just a you thing. I think that was like also like maybe... Because we were keeping distant and social distancing. You know,
yeah, everyone was pretty far apart. So it's like, regardless, you had to speak a little louder.
Yeah.
It's not a terrible thing to have to go through, especially during times like these. You want to be separate.
Yeah.
But it was cool. It was like we were socially distant, but then we were actually like, we were together as a group.
Yeah.
Trying to make sure that we learn these things, or at least be inspired to learn these things.
Melanie, you would have loved this, but they did meditation before.
Yeah.
And that's when I had gone back.
You got back. You're like in the middle of meditation.
And I think because we're not used to, like, a lot of people don't know how to breathe properly.
Right.
I'm one of those. Well, I don't know
it's like, not that we don't know how to breathe. It's like... Technically, you're supposed to be with your diaphragm predominantly.
Yeah, but it's like, how often do you do that, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And so, when I got there and they were doing the breathing exercise, mm-hmm. I started like, you know, she did it for a while, like, take deep breaths.
It was controlled breathing.
Take deep breaths.
Nice.
Take deep breaths. And I'm like, and I was trying to focus on, okay, use my diaphragm. That same night was when my back started hurting because, like, I don't know if I'm just like, used to not breathing that intense, but anyways, the meditation was good though. I definitely need to do it. It made me realize I need to do it more often.
Yeah, because there was a short time in my life where I did meditation, and like doing that, it was like, wow, I forgot how good this is. Mm-hmm. But it was cool. The only thing, it was hot, so like, you know, I'm a newbie, so I'm not really used to like letting that not distract me.
Yeah.
But the meditation before getting into like listening to all the speakers was cool.
Yeah.
It was very enlightening. Coffee helped.
Yeah.
Land acknowledgement?
There was a land acknowledgement. Thank you for bringing that up. There was a land acknowledgement.
Was that when I was gone?
Yeah. I think that was like right after you left.
Tell us what a land acknowledgement is.
It's when a member of an indigenous nation of like here, of like of that land, acknowledges like and pays respects to their ancestors and to those that were like here, like to either bless this land or just to acknowledge the fact of the people that lived here and to pay respect to, you know, nature and to Mother Earth. As far as I understood, I can be a little off, but it was really nice. They did a few songs and a few, like, it was like hymns or something.
Yeah.
And it was really cool. It was like, it was very nice because of like the little touch of breeze that would hit every now and then, like it would go off. So it was very... It was very spiritual, wasn't it?
It like fit the vibration.
It fit the vibe, yeah. It definitely fit the vibe.
Yeah.
And like the two ladies were so nice. Mm-hmm. And
Dang, you should have. Do you remember their name?
I do not remember their names, and that was a big regret of mine.
We'll have to reach out to them somehow.
We have to reach out to them, see who.
So if you're listening to this, please. We would love to talk more about that.
Yeah, exactly. That's something I really want to learn about.
Yeah, it's definitely like interesting. Like I hear a lot of these stories of like ancestral like healings and like circles, like ancestral circles, and I'm like, to me it's like, it's so intriguing, but it's like I it's so sacred too. It's like, I don't know if I'm like,
yeah, it's like, it's something really nice to learn about that culture.
Like, am I worthy to like even learn about it? Oh, yeah. But yeah, I mean, other than that, I mean, it was pretty cool. There was a lot of like good information, good people. Mm-hmm. We got to talk to like
Voices of Long Beach.
Voices of Long Beach, which is like probably one of the, them and Jeanette Barrera were two of the people that like really
stood out.
Yeah, like Voices of Long Beach really had good people like speaking. Yeah,
they had a good amount of people representing.
There was two girls that really caught my attention. They were talking about immigration, and obviously that hits home for me. And yeah, it was like, one of them spoke about her watching Immigration Nation, and we've gotten a couple requests to talk about that on an episode. We've tried watching it.
We got through like a little bit of the first episode, and it was kind of hard.
Yeah, we finished the first episode, but it was definitely hard. It was like, it was heavy, and so I'm wondering if maybe we can get her, you know, to like talk a little bit more about it, and also like,
that would be cool,
how that's developed her mentality on like politics and in immigration and obviously overall. But Jeanette Barrera, damn, like
she was intense in a good way.
I really liked her.
Yeah, she was,
I didn't
like,
get a chance to like, I was kind of intimidated. I was like,
yeah, like she was like those people that are like, get up and do it.
Hell yeah. She said, and I don't have to post this, but the speech that really caught my attention from her was, she started talking about, if you're wanting change in your community, you can go vote. That's very helpful, obviously. Mm-hmm. You can go protest. You can go to rallies. You, like, those things are really helpful. You can go, like, support your locals. That's very helpful.
Yeah.
But you, if you are an entrepreneur and you are somebody with a business, like, goal.
Or you have a business, like, local business here in your city.
Yeah, like, you gotta go do it. Like, mm-hmm. you go open your own business. And she just starts, like, talking about that. And it's funny because prior to that, I was talking to a friend and we were talking about opening a business and, like, talking about coffee. And, you know, that's been a big talk. And as soon as, like, she started talking about that, I'm like,
I know, you see, you started looking at each other like,
I don't know about this. But it's like a confirmation in a sense, right? And I'm like, God, universe, like, so many things.
It can be scary, right? When it's put in your face.
Yeah, it's really scary. It's like, then you're stuck in a crossroad, you know? Like,
yeah.
But overall, that thought was very, like, important, I think, because we really do sit here, you know, when we sit here, it's like, all right, we want the best for our community, but here we are not supporting locals. Here we are, like, not pursuing, like, just kind of staying in home, keeping ourselves, like, you know, just staying reclusive and not really going out and about. And so I think in that sense, it really taught me where it's like, dude, like, if you're going to go out and support something, go support something, like, worthy, local, you know?
Yeah.
If you're going to want to, like, if you want to start a business, like, and help your community, if you love this community, like, your culture, like, go do it. Like,
yeah.
But you need to, like, you know, no nomás hablar, like, go.
You have to actually go and do it, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's like the old saying, it's cliche, like, actually speak louder than the words, but it's true, you know?
It is very true.
Yeah. And it is very true. You brought it up, like, once this pandemic started, it was like, we have to go support locals because they're going to be the ones who are struggling. And it's very true. They are. They're the ones that are really struggling. Of course, there's a lot of bigger organizations that struggled and gone bankrupt. But it's like, they had ties to actually, like, either rebuild or they're just stuck. And unfortunately, that was the situation with them. Mm-hmm. But it's like, in your own community, you have these local businesses where, like, maybe the executives or the owners of the company don't have anything to fall back on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They don't have that capital. They don't have the resources. Especially for the big organizations that they go bankrupt. Imagine all those people that lost their jobs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's, which is, like, what do you do in that?
Exactly.
You know, what do you do in that? And I think, so Bees for Bears is her Instagram. So it's Natalie.
Yeah.
She's been on the episode before. She made a thing. It's called a zine?
A zine? I want to say
S-I-N-E.
Yeah. They kept saying zine.
It is called zine.
It is a zine? Okay.
It is. It's just, I think this is the first time I've ever heard of that word.
This is definitely the first time I've ever heard of it.
Yeah, it's a zine. A small circulation, self-published work for original or appropriated text and images.
Usually, with a word search.
Yeah, usually reproduced via photocopier.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Cool. Well, anyway, so she made one of these, and it's... we'll have to make it a post because I think it's there's a lot of information in here. But it's Why Vote, and so that was obviously the name of the event.
Yes.
Spanish and English. So thank you, Natalie. I really appreciate that. So yeah, it just starts talking about like why you're voting, what are your rights, and she'll just list off some facts. And then just like other things, you know, where it's like...
Like what's one fact on there? Just write what you see.
It says people impacted by the justice system have the right to vote. So I think that's a very important thing, you know? It's like...
So like even in jail, can you vote?
No, I think you can't.
Okay.
But it doesn't... I mean, we can look that up. What about
if you're on parole?
I don't know. Let's look that up. Let's see.
I've always wondered that, like, because... I figure that people in jail can't vote, but I don't know if people on parole can. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I had a cousin of mine that said that he can't vote, but I was like, I don't know how true that is.
Let's see.
No, I don't think they can.
They can't?
No, they get their rights taken away.
Wow. I mean, that makes sense.
Huh.
They must have completed all terms of sentence.
They have to complete an alternative sentence in order to get that right back.
Well, all their terms of sentence.
Oh. It says in local jails, the vast majority of persons are eligible to vote because they are not currently serving a sentence for a felony conviction.
Wow.
So that's in local jails.
Okay.
General persons are incarcerated in jails. Okay, so like if I get a DUI or something, like, and I'm in jail, like I can vote.
You can still vote, but you're not serving like a sentence.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, you're going to be
It also depends on different states.
Yeah.
Because in Maine and Vermont, they are allowed to vote.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, really?
Okay. They'll never lose their vote, even incarcerated.
You see? And how does that happen? How do those decisions be made?
Yeah, see?
By voting.
See, like, yeah, how do we know those are things, you know?
Exactly.
What's another thing? Says vote to allocate federal money to this region. So this money can be used for education, youth programs, healthcare veterans, creating jobs, the environment, etc. So that's a cool thing, yeah.
Oh, so you can vote to where you can allocate money?
Yeah. So vote to improve your highways. Those are, how many times do you freaking catch yourself, you know, like, this freaking highway needs a fixin', like.
I know, it's like, it also is like, it needs an expansion all of a sudden. Yeah. Like, what's going on down, like, by the port? Like, how they're expanding the bridge?
What road is that?
It's, just down to 710, right out the end of it. And it's like, instead of having to go through, like...
Well, even fucking... Sorry. Why am I saying that? Anyways, like, I don't swear. I know. Even getting on the 405 from Lakewood.
Yeah.
It's like, so right before you get to that tunnel to head to the airport.
Yeah.
That there's like a big bump. I go on that bump every single freaking time I get out of work.
You can't miss it.
There's no way, like, and you can't dodge it because you're going
50
miles an hour. Like,
So stuff like that I didn't know about, like, are you gonna improve your roads, stuff like that. And I vote for that, like, recently.
Yeah.
In past election. So that's cool. Yeah. I didn't know that you can vote, like, where we can place money.
Yeah. So I think that's something that you guys gotta know.
Exactly.
Decide how your taxes will be spent. I think that's something that, you know, we can vote for, and we sometimes whine a lot, and it's like, man, that's our tax money right there. Yeah. And it's like, did you vote?
Exactly.
You know?
And Melanie just showed me that in 2016 California passed that, like, that people that are incarcerated in, like, local jails, like, that they had just recently, like, passed that those people can vote, but not in a state and federal prison.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we recently became one of those states that were allowing.
Oh, cool. Voting affects your jobs. So when you vote for a member of Congress, when you vote for a member of Congress, the president, the governor, and your legislators, they make decisions that affect minimum wage, fairness in hiring, pay equity, job security, workplace safety, and health insurance provided by your employer. Wow. So, you know, sometimes it's not our managers, it's not our owners, you know, that are being, you know, dumb or something, whatever it is.
Yeah, because I realized, I didn't know it went to that extent, but I realized that when, because I work in, like, the hotel industry, and I realized that when, like, the past election, they were saying, like, all that people that work in, like, sanitation or health or like, just, like, hotel services.
Yeah.
Like, they have to have a certain alert button to let people know where they are in the hotel to make sure, like, in case they fall or something happens to them, it won't take people hours to find where the hell they are. Oh, if you're hurt, you have to hit the button. And, like, there's a signal that comes out to know, like, all right, who has this signal? And we have to go find out where they are.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is really cool.
Which is, yeah, it's cool.
It's, like, to help improve, like, safety. Because a lot of people that work in, like, hotel services, like, they're like older women. So it's like, a lot of them are older women. Like, they make the beds, they clean the whole room.
Oh, like housekeeping and stuff.
Like housekeeping and stuff like that.
Okay.
And it's tough. It's tough to see them, like, yo, they're the hardest working people.
Hell yeah, that was, like, my first job.
That was your first job, that's right.
Yeah, with my mom and my dad.
So. Yeah, and most of the time I see people that are doing, like, housekeeping services like that. They're older women. They're older women just getting down.
Yep. It's crazy, man. Next one is vote to improve education. So I think this is a very good one. It says local and state school board members who you elect will make decisions on policies and budgets that will affect how well prepared students will be for their future. So your legislator, governor, members of Congress, the president, also make decisions that affect the costs and quality of public schools and higher learning institutions. Vote to place the youth in good hands. So I think that's, like, yeah, I mean, that's a thing of its own, you know. Education is, like, there's so many things that we can change about it. And if it starts with the little things as simple as, like, how are the schools, you know, how are they prepared, how are their safety, you know, and really having them ready for the kids when they come in, especially right now with COVID. It's like, what are we taking, what are the protocols we're taking for that, you know? And who are you voting that, are you voting for somebody that says, you know what, we just need them to go back to school, or are we voting for somebody that's going to be like, I think we should take better protocols, even if it's going to cost us a little bit more money, we should probably wait.
And also, like what you mentioned earlier, it's like allocating the right amount of money into those protocols.
Yeah. So, next one's vote. Hold on, those. Healthcare is affected by your vote. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
So, it says, your vote grants the governor, legislator, and Congress the right to take action and pass or reject laws that will determine your access to healthcare. Vote to improve the safety of your neighborhood. Elect officials and elected judges make daily decisions on laws that will affect your community, policing, traffic patterns, bike paths, road diets, and where to build schools, parks, and infrastructure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Daily decisions.
Yeah.
Made by these judges.
Not monthly, it's daily.
No, it's daily. Every single day, something can happen in a court case where it's like, all right, cool, we're going to overrule these past decisions.
Yeah. I already think healthcare is hella complicated.
Super complicated. And more complicated in this country than it should be.
Yeah. As an adult, that's probably the hardest thing as an adult. I don't know, that's probably one of the hardest things.
I know, and like, it makes you intimidated to, like, all right, should I go to the
doctor?
It's
like, I don't even need to go to the doctor. I don't need to, like, pay.
I'm fine.
Your, like, ears falling off. Like, I'm fine.
That's fine. I don't want to pay all this money just to tell them that my ear's falling off.
Yeah, I'll stitch it. It's okay.
I'll ask my Tia. She's a nurse.
Exactly. If you do not vote, someone else will. So voting only takes a couple of minutes, but the ripple effect caused by your vote will last beyond a candidate's term. Do you want someone else deciding the laws that will affect you, your family, and community? Voting gives you the power to choose how your city, state, and country will be run. If you're not engaged, you can't complain. Fact, your voice matters. Your elected officials track and respond to concerns from I can't read that. I think it's like misspelled or something. Emails and voice calls, it makes a difference. So yeah, I think that's like a very like, but we also have to like unwire all this like voter suppression that has been put up on us, you know, and understand all these things, you know, like this zine is very helpful. Like,
it is.
If I never had voted before and I would have seen this, I'd be like, okay, it's not like super bad. Like, maybe I should vote. Maybe it does matter. Because before, it's like, my vote doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't. It's, well, I'm just wasting my time going to do this right now. But you're not.
Exactly.
You're determining a lot of things for the next.
A lot of decisions.
4 years. The next term, you know?
4 years, 2 years, maybe even the rest of the time. Maybe it's a bill that just lasts.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we'll see. What if I don't have the right to vote? Is it still your right, power, and duty to share your voice and support candidates that represent your needs as community members?
Oh, I would definitely say yes.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're still living in that community.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't have the right to vote, but there's a lot of other things you can do, which is, you know, volunteer with campaigns, engaging in conversations, just giving your thought, you know, and really helping to put education out there of these like topics that we don't get educated as much about it. So
And then just little by little, like figuring out the importance of voting and realizing all that it can do just by your vote. You know, it really gets you involved in like what it is that you want out of like where you live, you know?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, this is the country that you were born in or that you came to, and it's really, you want the best out of it, right?
Yeah.
Instead of blaming, like for me, I don't want to blame like my city councilman or my governor, or I don't want to blame like any elected officials in government for like, the decisions that I made. Like, ultimately, like it's the vote.
Yeah.
You know, the vote is what really gets it going.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I guess this is truly what it means to, like, giving power back to the people. Not necessarily taking it, but actually finally utilizing it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think there's, like, I keep saying this, right? There's that collective shift, and I think we have to stick together and really, like, use the tools that are given to us. Like, okay, we obviously can't break the system that of everything that's like happening and or that's happened 2020 so far, you know, like it's so many things have been exposed, so many parties, so many people, so many candidates, things, and everything has been exposed in like the political realm, and we can't break it but the only way we can really like break it or really change it or make something happen is choosing to vote and doing, you know, letting our voices be heard.
Yeah, you saying that, like, all right, you can't really break a system. Like, how can you break a broken system even more? There's no point.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying, no, don't fight for change. Fight for change. Don't fight to break something that's already broke. Mm-hmm. Right?
Well, I think about it that the system is just not tailored to what America is now.
It's not.
And I mean, you think about when was this Constitution written? When was the Declaration written? Like, all these things that, like, our country is run by, right?
Exactly.
Like, when were these written? And who wrote these?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the era like? Like, what was happening? You know, like, think about those things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't say there was a civil rights movement when all this shit was getting, like, discovered around here. Like, no, like, there was, slavery was encouraged. Slavery was a big ass thing happening when this country was fucking found. You know, it's like
it was opposed, but very minimally.
Yeah. So it's like then all these things are getting written in these times. It's like, those are things that are influencing a lot of these laws, a lot of these, just a lot of the ways.
Now we're basing them on the amendments that were written during the time that you mentioned.
Yeah.
You know? So I mean, that's just an example, obviously,
but.
I'm not saying like, oh yeah, we're just, fuck the Constitution, fuck the amendments. Yeah. No. I'm saying build off of that. Build something better off of that. We've been adding amendments since they've been created.
Yeah.
You know, why not just create amendments that are fit more?
We got to start. Yeah, definitely. Like, the way I think about it is we got to start voting so the system is tailored to us.
Exactly.
But it's not tailored to a lot of these older people that are just used to it, you know? Yeah. And it's like, which...
It's like, oh, this is how times are.
Yeah. But it's like, no, like, we are in evolving times.
We are.
We are evolving human beings.
Especially now with technology, we're just going to be amping up everything.
Yep. But, so, that's the zine that Natalie created with Radical Love. Mm-hmm. And Buenas Café y Más from, I think they're located in Costa Mesa, helped them translate it, so.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Cool.
Well, I want to thank everyone that listened to our little rant right now.
No, it was like informative.
It was informative. Like a I feel like if I talk more than 2
recap
minutes.
Recap and everything. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know if Melanie, you have anything to add on. I know you didn't go to the event, but I don't know if you have anything based off what we just said, like if you have any comments or any kind of like suggestions, especially you're about to go into the educational field. Well, you pretty much are.
Well, not really. I mean, you guys answered like, what can you do right now, like to get ready for the elections?
Yeah.
Which is basically to like inform yourself as much as you can and have conversations with other people.
Yeah.
What are some, before we get off, what are some important dates that people need to know?
November 4th.
Okay.
I want to say that's election day.
Okay.
So yeah. Hopefully, I know every single major election, at least for like the president and like stuff like that, is in November. But there's also different elections going on.
Oh, we just got a ballot. Here we go.
We just got a ballot. Look at that.
Well, it's not a ballot.
Oh, true.
It says it's beginning with the November 3rd, 2020 general election. All registered voters will be mailed a vote by mail.
And hopefully that's still in place.
Yes,
I hope that's still in place.
Voting by mail?
Voting by mail.
Oh, it says when to expect your ballot. Oh, mailing begins October 5th.
Okay. October 5th. Okay, so just, that's an important date.
I think we'll have to ask this on our Instagram story.
Mm-hmm.
But I really am I'm really interested to know other people's perspective on what's happening right now with the U.S. postal system and mailing our ballots. Mm-hmm. Like, what is mostly recommended?
Right.
There's just a lot of shit behind that right now.
Yeah.
You know, and it's. I just read an article a little bit earlier that talked about that. You shouldn't be scared to mail your ballots and all this stuff. There's just a lot of conspiracies behind it. But then there's also, like, facts behind all these other things.
Things that have happened.
It's hard to trust. So, stay up to date on our story. We're going to ask that question. I think that's a really important question to, like, really get people's perspective. And if you have any input to give on it, please do. Like, we're going to put the little question box on our story. And I really hope you guys can answer it. And I want to be able to share your guys' informative answers.
Yes.
In my perspective, there's no such thing as a bad answer.
Right. Because everyone has their own opinion. You're all entitled to it.
Yeah. So, I mean, whether you and I believe the same thing, that is not what this question's about. No. I think it's really just trying to be informative and seeing different perspectives to
it.
Exactly. So, that's all I had, but it was a good event. It was awesome.
A good event.
Yeah. So, everybody, please go follow Radical Love and Care Around for Justice, Voices of Long Beach.
LBC Resources. Yes. Jeanette Barrera, find out who your local council member is.
Yes. If you don't know, also, like, message us and
We'll Google it.
We'll do some research for you, or we'll direct you to people that know it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's going to work better for you. So.
Yeah. One easy thing is to remember is that you can just look up like the government website of your city. So like us in particular is longbeach.gov, and it'll give you like the information about what's going on within our city. So yeah, that's a good key point to think about.
Yeah.
But yeah, I want to thank you guys again for listening to that episode, and I hope you guys found this informative. And if there's anything you guys want us to talk about in the future, please continue to let us know. And if you want someone on the show, let us know that as well.
Yeah.
We'll be asking you guys questions as much as you guys ask us.
For sure. All right. Thank you. Well, va pues.
Vamos.